And now Dr. Morris will complete the awarding of the degrees.
Could all the candidates rise? By the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of Maharshi University of Management, I hereby award you Bachelor of Arts, Bachelor of Fine Arts, Bachelor of Science, Master of Arts, Master of Business Administration, Master of Science, and Doctor of Philosophy degrees, according to the department in which you have qualified, with all honors, privileges, and responsibilities thereunto pertaining. So, undergraduates, you do your thing. Jay Gurudev, congratulations.
And now President Morris will deliver the charge to all of the graduating students.
Yes, you can sit. Three weeks ago, a top educator visited us to evaluate our progress. Our scientists here at Maharshi University of Management showed him the research on the high levels of brain integration achieved by our students through consciousness-based education. And our scientists explained to him that highest brain integration has been found in the highest performing individuals in world society. Our scientists also explained that there was a 10-year study on the self-development of our alumni of Maharshi University of Management, which showed that the development of the self continued dramatically in MUM and alumni even after graduation, because they were continuing to practice transcendental meditation and the siddhis and yogic flying. While the other graduates, other alumni from other universities in the study, stayed at the same level of self-development as they had when they graduated from their university. Those who did the evaluation, not from our university, but from a university in St. Louis, of this self-development of the alumni of MUM, were absolutely astounded by the results after 10 years of graduation. In the top two categories of this self-development measure, usually you find 1 to 2% of the population of the nation only. 1 to 2% in the top two categories. They found, measuring the alumni of MUM, 38% of them were in the top two categories. And they just could hardly believe it was possible that such a group existed. This measure shows the self-sufficiency, the blissfulness, the generosity, the social responsibility, the kindness, all the positive creative values of life. So we see that already in you as you graduate. All our honored and beloved graduates are displaying before our very eyes these beautiful, highly evolved qualities. When our professional evaluator came and he saw these two items about brain integration and about the high development, self-development of the graduates, he said, "This is hot. This is your brand. This is what you do. Nowhere else is such a development of brain functioning, holistic brain functioning happening. So this is what you have today as you graduate. A better brain, higher consciousness, a more evolved personality, and the quality of leadership is blossoming in you before our eyes. So these are the things you will find as you go out in your activity in the world. These are the qualities that everyone is going to cherish in you. And these are the qualities that you should cherish in your own self, in your own life. So hold on to the highest that you have, wherever you go. And the highest is your own unbounded, blissful self. Maharshi, the founder of our university, said to graduates of our university, "The need of our time," Maharshi said, "is to create the basis of a new history of the world. To say in short, the world really needs good leadership. One good leader in the world will create a new history in his country and create an example of prevention-oriented and problem-free administration." And Maharshi went on to say, "There is a proverb in Sanskrit that one moon rising in the darkness of the night, it's enough to bring the light everywhere. One single moon. So you will be the expected bright moon of your country. When now you will be going home to your different countries, or if you were in the U.S. itself, you will be the guiding light of the nation." So these were Maharshi's words. Congratulations to you all. We look forward to a lifelong, joyful connection with you and to be inspired throughout your lives by your great accomplishments. Thank you. Congratulations, Jai Gurudev.
Thank you, Dr. Morris, and thank you so much for your own wise and enlightened leadership for over 34 years now. Just before we close, I'd like to remind everybody that we have a reception in the Argyro Student Center immediately following this celebration. The Board of Trustees will be forming a receiving line at the east door, east entrance on the left doors. Those of you who'd like to go directly to the reception can exit through the doors on the right. So I'd like to ask everybody to please rise for our recessional. Please remain standing until the graduates and the faculty and trustees have left the room. And thank you all for joining us this afternoon. Thank you so much for being here and celebrating our graduating students. Jai Gurudev.